Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beat buzzing with you today, coping with the impact of drought in cattle country. Back on that in just a moment.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit. And all for only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about, all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Served during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Choctaw Nation in Durant, Oklahoma on October 4th through the 6th where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Choctaw Nation in Durant, Oklahoma, October 4th through the 6th. Just go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Most of our territories had to deal with at least a very severe, if not exceptional, drought over the last several months, and our cattle organizations have been busy stepping up trying to help cattle producers cope and find ways to work around the problems that the drought presents us. Texas Southwestern Cattle Raiser Executive Director Eldon White tells us about a couple of things that his group's doing, including trying to offer some educational meetings to producers to help them better understand some of the issues that they're facing.
We're informing people about how to manage their herds during the drought, looking at increased incidences and the risk of diseases, vitamin and nutrition deficiencies, those kinds of things. So we're trying to provide that educational base so the producers will have the best possible chance of maintaining their herd health through this drought period. We're also working with ranchers who are interested in looking at other locations in the country. Earlier in the spring, we helped some ranchers locate some lease properties in other states through the NCBA network of state affiliates, and have been very active in trying to help them move cattle where they wanted to find grass in other states. And it's interesting, as we work with those individuals, that they're actually looking at the possibility of keeping some of those cows on those lease pastures for maybe 2 to 3 years, bring back their replacement heifers back into the state each year, and begin to rebuild the herd on the land that they've got here in Texas, so that when the time is right and the market is great, they'll have a lot of replacement heifers to offer into the marketplace.
Eldon White of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association saying right now it's all about trying to hang on to as much of your genetics as you possibly can. He says that the other consideration besides holding on to at least the core of our beef cow herd is trying to make sure that when we finally see rain once again, our range will be able to rejuvenate itself.
In terms of the range rejuvenation, The range scientists tell us that it could be 2 to 3 years, again, based on the assumption that we're going to get back to some degree of normal rainfall, but it could be 2 to 3 years before the range will fully rejuvenate and be back in the state it was before the drought.
Top hired hand of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, Eldon White. Of course, TSCRA, most of their members in Texas, but they've got a fair number of members in the state of Oklahoma as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects to keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.